Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Thank you. Father, open eyes that we may Chicago and to the world.
And I want to say to those that no sword on earth and heaven cannot heal, but neither eyes that we may see. Again.
Open eyes that we may see to follow.
Just go out for all the brothers that's locked up in jail. And some of them is innocent and political prisoners. Tonight we ask the Father to open our eyes and we might see here in Chicago some of the things that happened in here in Chicago. I want to talk about what happened in 1968 when Dr. Martin Luther King came to Chicago for open housing. King came in for open housing to the Westside organization. And as we came, we marched in Marquette Park. We marched in Gage Park. We marched in Cicero for open housing. In 68, blacks couldn't live in Gage Park. They couldn't live in Marquette Park because of the country marching of SCLC. And the marching of the Black Martin Luther King and other organizations, Reverend A.I. Dunlap here in the spirit world. Reverend Hatchett marched with us. Raymond marched with us. And many people marched with us going to Marquette Park for open housing, where blacks couldn't even go through Marquette Park without being jumped on or put with a baseball bat. So we've come a long way. So I want to just say that to you tonight. As Dr. King marched thousands into Marquette Park, and we had to have police protection. This in Chicago. So this is 1968, March 1968. And as we marched into Marquette Park for open housing, blacks could not buy a house, could not get a house in Marquette Park or in Gage Park or Cicero. On the west side, we had the West Side Organization. We had Nancy Jefferson, she's Spirit World. John Thurston, and of the West Side. The Deacon Defense on the west side marched with us to the houses. This city was racial, fine, blacks in one area, whites in the other area. And that's some of the things that happened. In Cicero, you couldn't live in Cicero, you could drive through there. Or you could work at Hop Point and the different places that's open up, but you couldn't live there. And in Market Park and Gage Park, you just drive through there, and if you drive through at the wrong time, you could jump on. This happened in 1968. But as Dr. King came to town and we began the campaign for marching, Dr. King lived on Independence on the West Side organization. I want to thank all the Westside organizations that housed Dr. King and watched over. Now, the Daley administration and his preachers and his politicians said, we don't want Dr. King City, Chicago, because he's a troublemaker. But Dr. King was here to open up housing to self-government because the government said we could live where we wanted to. This is 19th day March. So one of the things happened. They pulled the police department off of Dr. King detail. Dr. King didn't have bodyguards to watch him. So when we look at who began to guard Dr. King, it was the vice lord on the west side become Dr. King's bodyguard. and the disciples become Dr. King, body guard, and the Blackstone Rangers become Dr. King, body guard, to watch over him. They call him a gang, but they weren't a gang. They were organized, and they organized to march in order to bring peace to Chicago. So right now, we is looking at a march that we did back in 1968, where the system wouldn't let Dr. King be in town. They didn't want him here because he was talking about black being able to live anywhere in the city that if your money can take you there. So the march went on, and we continued march till we got open houses in Chicago. Lots of the brothers that were in jail, lots of them were shot and killed by the police department on different charges. Mark Clark and Fred Hampton were killed by a gang of police, and with Abraham Lincoln being the state's attorney, and he broke in late at night and killed him. But this is some of the stuff happening in Chicago. But we're praying for Brandon Johnson to be the mayor of Chicago. We're praying for him to be the mayor. And I want to tell you, we're married in Detroit, all is well. I see diamonds around me. I see a blessing coming to you. I say. But I want for those that are locked up, and I want to tell you, we got 95% of black citizens up in jail. Some of them political prisoners in jail as I speak tonight. Dr. King marched in Chicago in 1968. It's the 19th day he marched in Marshall Park. They wouldn't let blacks even come to live in Marquette Park and Gage Park and Tricero. We had the 10-year march. The fellows on the West Side Organization, Nancy Jefferson Organization, another black organization, marched over to Cicero for open houses. When Cicero opened up, the Mexican moved into Cicero. It's some blacks in Cicero. When we opened up the housing in Market Park and Gay Park, now you got more black, you got more Spanish and Mexican in Market Park and Gay Park because of the marching of Dr. King. This city is racial dying right now. And all if you had 9 black aldermen, and the 9 black aldermen for the white guy over black guy. And this is what's happening now. And we're saying tonight, divine healing is the way that God wants it. Every letter, every telephone call, means that God can heal body, mind. And so we're going to pray tonight for the healing of people's minds, so it started. You got blacks don't understand or won't understand that this city have fought blacks from day one and have fought blacks in every step of the way. And here it is, we have a chance to put a black man in the racial part of the Chicago. And you sit back and say, well, it's all right. It's not all right. God, you know, I'm on great Father, open eyes. I'm praying that for the brothers that's in jail that are political prisoners. And I hope God will open our eyes to the truth and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We on from 9 to 11 each and every night as we bring the word of God and salvation to you. God is a healer. And them that seek him can find him. You have to let go of David says, pray not that set the evil doers, they'll soon be cut down. But what I'm saying tonight, all that's going on, God is in control. Not the government, not the politician. The politician can say this, but what did God say? And God said that every man, every woman, a part of God. And I want you to know tonight as we pray for you that God will heal body, mind, soul, and spirit. And Brother Johnson is a black man, qualified, educated, and can run this city. And I know he can run this city, but you got blacks that from Sorrow, Virginia, you got 9 aldermen have already supported ballots and then said nothing about support the black candidate. Well, they said it is racist, and the white folks didn't vote for the black man, they voted for the white man. When you talk about the undercover money and got from the sock, from the bull, and from the bath, undercover money that the downtown real estate people then gave him money. So he got all the money he can get, but he don't have God. And he don't have people that pray. Tonight, if you pray in your home, wherever you might be, God will turn this thing around. And I'm just believing that God will do what he's supposed to do, because God is in control. But brothers that call me from the penitentiary, from Stateville, I even got some down from Angola that call, that listen to what's going on. Now, some of them told me that we're in jail, but we supported Dr. King and SCLC in 1968. We're in jail for life. Killed nobody. We just supported Martin Luther King, marching in Chicago, and we marched with him to the west side. We marched with him in Gates Park. We marched with Dr. King in Cicero and Gates Park. We marched with him Marquette Park, where it was known black not to go in that area. That's some of the stuff we still fighting. It's 2023, we're still fighting a racial thing right now in business, economics, and right now we're still in a situation where prayer has to change, that the killing of our young folks is being killed by police right now. Ain't nothing being done. So we have to lift up the power of God, and God will touch men and women so much. For all the brothers that's locked up, and on the east side, LSD, that was Lord Stones and the Net at Fortinup, Al Ashland, Reverend Dunlap, and Al Ravy, and some of them going on. Ben Branch played. Ben Branch was playing the horn. And we marched for open housing in the city of Chicago. We wasn't in Alabama. We wasn't in Mississippi, in Chicago, up north. Black kids be in school and get a decent education. Same Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. did a program up that keep young black men out of school. He set a program for them to read and write to get jobs. And because of Dr. King, they have the apprentice program. They have the program where you can be a plumber, to be a bricklayer. They have CBS. They have different schools where they have trades. Everybody can be a doctor. Everybody can be a lawyer. They have different trades. But they wiped all that room, wiped out. You got blacks walking the street now, ain't got nothing to do. Robbing and stealing, snatching and grabbing. This is by design. But I'm asking the Father to open our eyes, just go out to all the brothers that's locked up, praying for them to come out of jail. They just let a boy out. He was there for 38 years for murder he didn't do. But prayer brought him out. It's the most that's in jail right now, as I speak, didn't do nothing. We had crooked judges, crooked state attorney, and crooked police wrote all them lies and wrote them up. And beat them into professional. Beat them and put electric shocks to them to make them say they were guilty. That's got to be turned around. Father, open our eyes. Thank you.
open eyes that we may Detroit,
you prayed with. And I want to tell you that God is still in control. And I want to say to you, God cares about you, and God is concerned about you. And I want you to know that God is concerned about your prayer. God is concerned about your addiction, drugs, and it seems like you can't kick it by yourself. You can't. You got to go. Ain't no rehab gonna do it for you. Want the alcohol? Until you go to God Almighty, the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, and you go to the divine God, and he will deliver you and bring you out. You know, one of the things I want to say tonight is to pray for those that have problems, those that got cancer, high blood sugar, all of that. One prayer, that's all. Prayer, that's all. Walk in faith. God will give you, you can have a bucket of knowledge, but you got to have some faith, that bucket of truth. You got a bucket of truth, but you got to walk in faith. And tonight, walk in faith, all is well. When you walk in faith, doors will open up for you in spite of where you are. I decree tonight a financial blessing for somebody. I decree tonight somebody's mind will be opened up. I decree that God cares. But don't nobody else care about you and your condition. God cares about you. What's going on? It is the Bible where two or three of your God in the midst. Just decree tonight that God in the midst of this show, God in the midst of me talking to you, of divine healing, I claim them that have problems with their eyes, somebody left shoulder, somebody in their stomach area, somebody in their back, somebody suffering rheumatism with their knees, their ankles. I just want to say all is well, and God will heal you. When I say that, the prophet Johnson said, in all thy ways acknowledge God, and he will your path. All of you that listen tonight, God cares about you. And if don't nobody else care, God cares. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that he believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That means he wants you to live, not die. To claim life. With all the death going on, there's no star on earth that heaven cannot heal. I say. And our ancestor, Allah, Rahman, God is the greatest. And wherever you at, God is great in your life. I'm going to play this. We got some time. cares for you tonight. God cares for you tonight. So what I'm saying tonight, divine healing, that God cares for you at this 9 o'clock hour. God cares where you might be. The lady called me and said, Bishop, I lost the house. I said, but you got your life. Don't worry about materialistic things because all the silver, all the gold comes to God. Whatever you need, what you need. And I want to tell you tonight, as we pray tonight for the mayor of Chicago, I just feel that prayer changes things. Prayer changes mind, changes men's and women's heart. So David said, the Lord is a shepherd that I shall not want. Walk through the shadow of death, I will feel no evil. So we're in the midst of lots of evil, men and women. So their minds are messed up with homosexual thoughts. They messed up with murder thoughts. They are children of Satan, not the children of God. Got to get ready for God to do something special tonight for you. We said we're going to pray the rest of this radio show for Brandon Johnson. Prayer changed things. Exodus 14:14, God said, step back, Bishop. The most step back. Let me do it. Tonight, I'm asking God to take control of this crooked campaign. And wherever God will, I'm going to accept God, not man's will, God's will. Them godly things happen in order to bring peace, to bring love, to bring joy. And you have to have faith. First, you got to have a bucket of truth and have a handful of faith. Faith and a bucket of truth. The devil got to run. He cannot tarry with the men and women of God. He just can't hold on to the men and women of God. And tonight, we're talking about, but happy birthday to you, Prophet Lorraine. Day and those are for WBON anniversary. Purvis Spann started BON. He marched with us to Marquette Park. He marched with us to Gage Park. Purvis Spann. He marched with us to Cicero. And he was making an announcement on the radio, on WBON radio station, that we will be marching. Dr. King, he spoke at WBON about the racial division that's going on in Chicago. Not only in Chicago, Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, the racial situation, and now it's the economic situation. As millions of dollars that are for the black community, but it don't get to the black community. They're building big theaters, ballpark with the money out in Mississippi in Jackson. Money put in for poor people to build up Jackson. Money went to the schools down there, some of the white colleges, and they made a gym. But that money put in for the federal government. Now, Trump been indicted, should have been indicted a long time ago. Somehow don't handcuff him. Everybody else get handcuffed and they go, I don't see where Trump brought him. You know what I'm saying? If tonight, it's good for the goose. Okay, sin is death, the gift of God, eternal life. We're talking about the law. That's a white law, that's a black law. We're talking about a divine law from God. And the divine law from God, man cannot mess with God. God said man and woman. Now you can tamper with it if you want to. And he said, if you tamper with it, you're going to die. A lot of people have been suicide. A lot of people killing themselves because they don't stray away from God. and they don't want to hear nothing about God. They want to be they own. They want to run things, black and white. This ain't just black folk. You got black and white trying to change the name of God. God is God. And God said, be fruitful and multiply. Two men can't be fruitful and multiply nothing. A man and a woman be fruitful and multiply. God said that. And that's in the Bible. Now, you might not read the Bible, but it's there in the Bible. When you read the Bible, it's going to give you the word. And I got Brother White on. Brother White going to give you some scripture and tell you that we're praying for Chicago tonight. A healing take place for some of the distorted minds. Still, I drove around. I seen signs. And I don't see no signs for Brother Johnson. But I'm saying we're going to let God put it on the hearts of man. And April the 4th is on you. Now, April the 4th is 1968. Dr. King was murdered in Memphis. He was murdered because he was trying to get black men a job at the white male Lowe in Memphis. And the chief of police was all white. There were two blacks on the police force then. One was guarding Lorraine Hotel with Dr. King, that one black man. The other was guarding the alley. And the garbage men wanted a raise. They wanted better work conditions. There were some signs. And their signs said, we are men. And it's still reverberating now over the world. We are men. And I ain't say, they didn't say we were drag queens. They said we are men. And wherever men stand up, God stand up. Wherever women stand up, God stand up. All this fake situation they got on, LT, that's fake stuff. That's fake of devil. That ain't of God. God ain't made no man to go with man. God ain't made no woman to go with woman. God ain't made no man to molest little children and all that other stuff. That's Satan work. And long when you wake up and see that, he said you get yourself away from that. And long as that go on in the world, you're going to have sickness and death and murder and people out of order. God is a God of order. God is a divine God. He never made a mistake. And if he said it, it's true. He said the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God, that means so much of death. The Bible said the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God, eternal life. Begin to pray for somebody. Begin to pray for your son, your brother, your daughter. Begin to drug. Pray, and God will take the taste out of their mouth and destroy the one that started making these drugs, killing these people all over the world. And this is not just here. All over the world. It's about a takeover. It's about greed, lust, and murder. And that's what's going on. I just wanted to say that to you tonight, and it's 10 o'clock now. I'm going to have Brother White to come on, so he can tell you about the prayer. And before we go off the air, we're going to pray for Brother Johnson to pray that the truth in Chicago come up, because it's all crossed up. So to Brother White, God bless you tonight. We got Brother White on the line. I don't know if he's on or not. I get his number. Okay, Brother White. God bless you tonight. And are you listening, Brother White? I don't know. I can't hear you, but we got Brother White on the line. He's going to pray for this situation in Chicago, and he's supposed to be up in Chicago before April the 4th, where we can meet with Brother Brandon and get him the Whitty invention, where he can carry it throughout the school system in Chicago and around the world. We got Honest Johnson over education. All the whites can jump on the board with the white man. That means they ain't right. If they ain't trying to straighten out the racist way. Brother White, is you on? I don't hear you, Brother White. I don't know what happened. He got off. I guess he'll come back on. He was on earlier. I'm going to see when he come back on my plate. Okay, back on. Let me see.
Bishop?
Brother White.
Bishop? Yeah, I know. I was something happened to my phone, and my phone is good, but something happened where you I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me.
Yeah, now I can hear
but
you.
Anyway,
you can hear you on the station now.
Okay, well, I see the devil working, man, because he see God. The devil knows that I know a whole lot of stuff that's going on, especially in the school system, that people don't really realize, and. I'm absolutely certain that God gave me the Witty Invention. It's actually for Chicago because the Witty Invention will change. If the kids speak the Witty Invention every day, in 6 weeks' time, every one of them children that's in them school will have the mind of Christ, Bishop. These people don't want that. Hello?
You, but you're going in and out. I don't know what happened to Brother White. I'm gonna play a little music and bring Brother White back in. His phone going in and out. The devil don't want the truth to come out some kind of way, and that's what's going on. The truth, they don't want the truth to come. Brother White was on, then he went down. His phone keep going in and out. But we have a pray for. Well, the Brother Johnson, that's what we have to pray, but I'm going to try to get Brother White back. His phone keeps dropping, and I don't know what I'm going to play one record, and then she got to get him back up. On this, I guess she got to get him back on. We pray one record.
Yeah. I shall not walk. It's about a personal thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
He maketh me to lie down in green pasture.
Yeah.
He leadeth me beside the still water.
Yeah.
He restoreth my soul.
Yeah.
Did you hear what I said? He restoreth my soul.
Yeah.
Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
Yeah.
I will fear no evil, for thou art with me.
Yeah.
My Lord.
Isn't it so?
Yeah.
Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
Yeah.
Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
Yeah.
Thou anointest my head with oil. Runneth over. A very personal thing.
Yeah.
I don't think too much of people who have no personal testimony.
Brother White, I see you back on, Brother White.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Go ahead and talk.
All right, well, then, I don't know what's going on, but I don't think it's my phone. My phone is working okay, but see, what's going on too is Brother Johnson know what's going on in his school, and the people know that he knows. So there's a lot of I'm certain that it is a conspiracy even among black people to keep that man out of there because see God is I truly believe that God gave me the Witty Invention for Chicago starting out not just for Chicago alone, but it's specifically designed to correct the situations in these schools all over the country because there's immorality in the school, the adults that needs to be corrected. And the Witty Invention going to run that mess out of them schools if we can get it in there. If we're not, I ain't going to say if. I know we're going to get them in because this is God's plan. This ain't none of my plan. I could not make up a plan like the Witty Invention. I keep trying to tell people that. I didn't do this. I didn't make this up. But he gave it to me because he knew that I know what's going on. And I know that the killings that's going on with the children going to school, that will stop. Everything that's going on wrong with the schools, it's going to come to an end if we can get the way to invention here. And I just hope the people will pray, read chapter 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7 through 11, and pray that the manifestation of Jesus will be manifested in the schools and in the lives of the people that's going to vote on Tuesday, so that God will change their mind about who they're going to vote for and vote for Brother Johnson, because Brother Johnson, I'm pretty certain that he has no option but to appropriate the Whitney Benson, because the Whitney Benson is going to save him, save him from hell, but it's going to say he'll be mayor forever, as long as he lives, as long as he want to be mayor. People, I just wish the people really understood what I'm trying to say to them about this Whitney Benson. This Whitney Benson will work. All you got to do is speak it, and it's going to work for you. It's going to bring you Proverbs chapter 17, verse 8. A gift is as a precious stone to them that keep their eyes on it. Whithersoever it turneth, it's going to prosper. Proverbs 16 and 3. Commit thy works to the Lord, and he will develop your thoughts. I just wonder if people hearing what I'm saying. He ain't say if you do this or if you do that or when you do this or whatever it is you're going to do, whatever you do it. He said, if you speak the word of invention, you're going to hear what he says. Now, I don't know how you're going to hear what he says, but you're going to speak what he says to bring it into reality in the earth. And that's what it's going to do. But it's going to, God's word ain't going to fail. So even, I'm not going to even say anything about it. It's not working this time either, but it's going to work, Bishop. This thing ain't gonna come to pass, and the people that speak is gonna understand that it's gonna bless them financially and physically. And the thing that I want to impress is that your child will be protected going to school and coming back home. And ain't no gangbanger gonna mess with him, because if a gangbanger mess with him, God gonna send an angel to take care of the problem. Now I know I'm talking to some people that say, well, you know, boy, I lost my mind. But I haven't lost my mind. I done lost the mind I had. But I got the mind of Christ now. So if you speak the wind and vision, that's what you're going to end up with. And God, he ain't going to take over your life, but he's just going to correct the things that's wrong in your life, and you're not going to even want to do them anymore. I don't want to do anything wrong to anyone. And that's what God wants. And that's the whole city of Chicago going to be changed by the weird invention being placed in the school. And it's going to change the people in the school, because the people in the school are not doing right. They're doing the wrong thing. And Brother Johnson know that. I'm sure he knows it. So, please. Go to God and ask him tonight. If the messenger Whiting, Clyde Whiting, his prophet, ask him if he's telling you the truth. And God's gonna reveal to you. I'm telling you what God wants you to hear. Wrong is wrong and right is right. And if you study down that path of unrighteousness, something bad gonna happen to you. I've seen it happen over and over and over again. So the word of vision is again, I'm going to repeat it. My son, if thou wilt receive my word and hide thy commandments with thee, call you his son from get-go, from Jump Street. You are his son. Now, can your son do any wrong that you don't want to correct it? If thou wilt receive my word and hide thy commandments with thee. Now, what he does is, and he gives you what he wants you to say, what he wants you to speak into existence in your life. It's not like you coming up with your own. The Comforter, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father did send, that he did send in Jesus' name, he is teaching me all things. He's going to teach you all things. Whatsoever the Father, the Son has said unto you. And bring all things back to yourself. I keep telling you all. These scriptures I've been quoting to you. I don't have them written down on no paper or things like that. God bringing them to me. And that proved to me that his word will not return to him for. Because he's in me. And I have the realization that he is. God is in me. Jesus is in me. I with him who is Jesus, and I with him who is me, like the inner man. All these are in my heart. That's the living part of my body. The dead part of my body can be spoken into life because Jesus is in my heart. And he was manifested in my heart by me speaking, confessing to him as Lord of my life. So if I decree that he be in my blood, if something is wrong with my blood, then the life of him will be manifested in my blood, and Satan can't live there. All you got to do is go to the Bible. It's really kind of like put together, all together, in 2 Corinthians 4, 7 through 11. And isn't that something? 7 through 11. The winning number. He gave me the things. He always told me I used to shoot dice. He said, you can't forget this because these are the winning number on dice. So try it, folks. And come back on the line. Tell the folks if I'm lying or telling the truth. That's what I want you to do. And then get that winning business. So you can become like us or like Jesus. So that's who you're going to become like. You're going to start manifesting Jesus in everything you do. And it's going to be blessed. And you're going to have prosperity. You ain't going to know where it's coming from, but it's going to show up. I promise you it will. Hello? Listen, can you hear me? Hello?
Peace and love. Go ahead on. We hear you.
Oh, okay then. So now I'm just gonna pray a short prayer and say, Father, I thank you for blessing me the way you blessed me. I thank you for just blessing me when I was told that I couldn't be operated on for my knees. I had spoken to you prior to that, saying that I was gonna depend on you to heal me. Still was a shock to me, Father. And you know it was a shock to me when the doctor told me he can't operate on me. But thank and praise be to you. You stood by me. I came to you, and the winning vision, started speaking the winning vision that you gave me, and it just brought me to the point where I am right now, where the day I've been walking, I take my cane with me, but I've been walking. I don't want to rush things because the scripture keep coming to me, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer with supplication and thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And I'm praying tonight that you know every single one of those persons that's going to vote. And I'm going to pray. I'm asking you to touch those folks like you have touched me, Father, and let them know that there's time for a change. And man don't even know what the word understanding is, so he don't even know you. Understanding is the knowledge of the Holy. That's Proverbs 9:10b. The knowledge of the Holy, all the scriptures in the Bible. These people ain't talking, them nine automobiles ain't talking about no, they ain't saying nothing to you about no knowledge of the Holy, about going to God for everything that you need. They ain't saying nothing to you. They Uncle Tom taking money under the cover, men and women, doing the things that ain't supposed to be done, and they ain't going to be blessed. And they think that they're above you because they're making more money than you, and they can walk, they're protected. They think they are protected from Satan, but they're really not protected from Satan. Satan will kill their children just like he'll kill everybody else's children. And you want the best thing for you and your children. Go to God and tonight and talk to him and tell him you might not know how to do everything the way some people know how to do it when it comes to him. But tell him that you're going to get the witty invention And when you tell him you're going to get the wheat and vegetables, he's going to start telling you then. Because he knows that you want to do the right thing. And Father, I ask that you do this for me. To do it for me, please. Not just for me, but for Jesus. For Jesus, for the sake of Jesus, that he might be manifested in each one of these first persons that's within the sound of my voice tonight on this talk radio. Bless the folks. I thank you for giving me to bless them, to just ask them to come to you and start putting you in their life. And you will give them Proverbs chapter 4, verse 1, where it says, hear ye children the instructions of a father and attend to no understanding. Understanding is him. And all thy ways acknowledge him, and he's going to direct your path. He will do that for you. He'll bring Proverbs 4, 1 to you, letting you know that you're supposed to come to him, find understanding in the Bible, find a scripture that's going to take care of your problem. And he speaks that scripture, and he will manifest that scripture to make it come true in your life. And above all things, in the name of Jesus, Father, teach them that you told me. My life, you said, was the most precious thing that I could have, that I could ever have. I can't have anything more precious than that. And I must purpose in my life, for my life, through you. Through Luke 6:38, it says, give, and it shall be given unto me, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, run it over, shall men give to my bosom. But with the same measure I meet with all, it's going to be measured back to me again. And Father, you remember you told me, you said, speak that scripture, and you're going to understand, come to the understanding that you are speaking me into your life. Am I a man that I should lie or a man that I should repent? No, I'm not. But I guarantee you, everything that you're saying, when you speak that scripture, you're going to turn your life over to me as far as giving and receiving. And he said, I'm going to fix you so you can't kill nobody. You can't be lying on nobody. You ain't going to do it. And he said, when I fix you, I'm fixing everything that's coming towards you. Because I'm God. I can do that. You can't do it, but I can. And he said, I'm going to bring Proverbs 4:1 to you every time a problem comes up in your life. And Father, I'm just confessing this so that the people will hear. And I'm asking you to deliver them as you deliver me. And I thank you now, Father, for putting these words in my mouth. In Jesus' name, let us all come to the Second Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. For we who live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, not ours, for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus might be manifested in our mortal body. And I want to just say this, Father, because you revealed this to me too. How can something be manifested in your body? How can Jesus be manifested in my body if he wasn't already in there? Read Proverbs chapter 8, all of Proverbs chapter 8, and you'll find out. We were in Christ. We were in Jesus when Christ was walking in earth. We were with him. In God. So this ain't nothing strange that he asked us to do. He just asked us to do something that has already took place. God is in you. Jesus is the face of God in us. Thank you, Father, for this and all blessings. In Jesus' name we pray and say, amen. Hello.
That's good. That God is
you hear me?
In the right way. We want you to go on and pray for the Brahmin. Because we need prayer for him tonight. I'm asking people that's coming on the air to pray for him also. We have to pray a special prayer for the young man that's running April the 4th, the last day. That's when they're going to have the election. I think it's going to be a long fight. But we
I do too. I know prayer. It's going to be one.
Okay, brother.
I believe he's going to win.
That prayer.
That's why I'm praying to the people to go to God and let God guide them, because God can touch each person. And that's what I'm asking them to do. Touch these people that's going to vote and let them know that they need to vote for themselves by going, by voting for Brother Johnson. Because he's the one that's going to, he know the school system, and when he know everything that's been going on in Chicago. And he know the schools, the principals are crooked. They're doing things, they're moral things that they shouldn't be doing in the school. And people know that. Maybe the public don't know it, but the teachers know it. They know what's going on in these schools. And they know that you can't have nothing. Ain't nothing going to go right when you're doing wrong. You're preaching that all the time, bitch. You're saying sin. You cannot sin and expect God to help you. He ain't going to do it. Because he ain't going to bless no sin. Folks, just keep praying. Praying that God will guide you. And I guarantee you, if he guides you, he's going to guide you toward Brother Johnson, because this other stuff, it's all crooked out in the open, so you see it. You see it ain't no good. Money being given to folks, folks being persuaded by money, that ain't no good. That can't end up, it's wrong from the beginning. So if it's wrong from the beginning, then how can it end up good? It just can't end up good. All right, Bishop.
God is able to. And the next, east, west, north, or south, Prince, Brother Brandon, on the west, east side of Chicago, north side of Chicago, and we pray all the ways that the angel to people hearts and minds, and let the vote be a winning vote for the ancestors, like she said. And those that are locked up, that fought so hard for us to have travel, but to let other people go. That's one thing that's going to happen. As we pray tonight, east, west, north, and south, for breakthrough for our folks, even those that are tied up in Mississippi, those that are tied up in Arkansas, I'm asking God to touch the heart and the mind of our folks.
Yes, indeed.
So can nothing happen but God. And I want to tell you tonight, everybody listening tonight, God is still in control of life. God,
he's in charge
of life. Divine healing that cataract and tumor. That condition in your body can be healed tonight. What you have to faith. You got a bucket of tubes. You can read the New Testament, Old Testament, where God came in and healed. Where God came in and told David, David, the Lord is my son. And Moses went to the Mount Sinai and got his understanding of God, got his direction. Prayer, Brother Walter, gives the scriptures for your healing. He will give you the scriptures for your anointing. He will give you the scriptures to ward the devil away from you and bring your family back. Together, I'm praying for a young lady that in my family don't give a lot of prayer. Put that together. Put the deal with the alcohol and dope and cocaine and all this other stuff out there. You got to shun the deal and walk in the way of God. Matthew 6 says, the kingdom of God, the righteous of God, and all the other stuff to come from whatever you want. God gives you tonight. But I want you to have faith, a handful of faith,
power of the anointing of the Holy Spirit to know that tonight. But Brother Walker, you know, I understand that. That I have quick, fast, and a hurry. And I pray and I meditate the power of God out of the next man, which is Brother Johnson. And I know that you have not, because you have not, we ask from God. I don't know what he's doing, I don't know what he's happening to me. Call him. The wife, I'm calling on the God of the universe. God of the universe, God of the water. Most holy divine God, tonight, on April the 4th, put somebody's mind to go in and do the right thing. Be lifted in the spirit. Tonight, go in and get something on their mind. And when they get there, put in their spirit the power of the all. God.
Amen.
Power of the Almighty God, and the will of will be right there, brother White.
Amen.
Amen.
If they vote that with invention, they're gonna win. We're gonna win.
Barnes Center came in endorsement. You got 9 autumn of him that endorsed the wrong person because they're doing wrong. They want for a handout. They don't know all the silver or gold belongs to God. Take no man to give you no handout. Whatever the man gives you for what? But what God gives you is going to last forever.
Thank you.
God is in control. If you call on him,
and they going to have loud prayer too.
He will come and deliver you out of the sin of thieves.
I'm just going to keep on saying what I need, what God has given me. The winning vengeance is a winner because it's all God. It ain't nothing else involved in that but him. He's asking you to give, to receive him. His word is him. And he's asking you to stand by his commandments. That's all he's asking you to do. Then he's asking you, telling you, make your request be made known unto him. And when you make your request be made known unto him, he gonna cause you to hear what he's saying. The word that he send you, you gonna hear, you ain't gonna miss it. Somebody gonna either tell you or he gonna whisper in your ear what it is you should say, what it is you need. Brothers and sisters, I ain't lying to you. I'm not like a lot of people who wanna lie to you and because I'm not asking you for anything. God has already told me he's going to provide everything I need. He's going to open the door for me where I need him open. So I'm not asking you for any money. I'm asking you to receive God and become prosperous. He'll prosper me and continue to prosper me. And I know there ain't no end to what's going to happen because I'm talking to people down here getting on to the winning vision. And I've been trying to implement it into the schools down here, but the blacks don't want it down here. I don't know what's wrong with black people. I really don't. They hear, but they act like they don't hear. They go to church and act like they know God. But from my point of view, the way in perspective that I see it from, they don't even know who God is. you ask them about the pillars of wisdom, and they don't even know. If you don't know, you need to graduate from faith to wisdom. Wisdom includes faith. Wisdom is a surety that your faith will work. And people probably never heard of that. They probably never heard of looking at Proverbs 2:2 and something separate, so that thou will incline thy ear to wisdom and apply my heart to understanding. And it's so plain because Proverbs is God talking. John 14:26, 13:34, and Romans 10:13, that's Jesus talking. God gives the request. He gives Jesus the answer to the request. And then he comes back and gives you the conclusion so that you will incline your ear to hear what he says. And not only hear what he says, but you're going to speak what he says. And then he tells you purpose in him through Luke 6:38, and you won't have to be shot down. Ain't no police going to... If police try to kill you, he's going to kill himself. Now, the other man on that side of you, what is he telling you? Is he telling you that I'm lying? I don't think so. Because if he did, you ought to speak up and say, man, you're telling a lie. The other man ain't telling us that. But I know what he tells me. Because I speak what God's word says. Speaking is believing with the heart. Out of the abundance of a man's heart, the mouth speaks. So whatever comes out of your mouth about God, it's reality. And God going to make it true. So start speaking the things that we tell you to speak. Not what we tell you to speak, but at least go look at them. And then if it's the same thing that we're telling you, then speak it, because that's what you're going to have. If you speak what God's word says, you're going to have it. And understand that God is in you. He is the power. Jesus is the appropriator of the power. And we are the executive authority that speaks what we want. The soul man speaking to the inner man speaking to the Holy Spirit to Jesus. Jesus is God. When it gets to Jesus, then Jesus appropriates the power of God. So if you're sick, find a scripture that fits your problem. Then go and do what he tells you to do in 2 Corinthians 4:7. He says, we are always, for we who live, always brought to death for the sake of Jesus. If you keep reading that, you can't help but just stop what God is telling you to do. Because you kind of like yourself, you get lost, Bishop, when you're doing that. This ain't for me. I mean, this ain't about me. This is about what Jesus can do in you. That's when you learn you got a lot of power. Because Jesus is in you. And if you manifest him in you, the life of him in you, then all you got to do is sit back and watch, enjoy the ride. Speak what you want coming to you. That's what I do. I manifest that Jesus be made manifest in my knee, in my hip, where my left and right hip meets the pelvis. That Jesus be not only left, but all the other parts of my mortal body, the part of my body that's going to die, that can die, that Satan can kill, I manifest God in it, or Jesus in it. There's life with Jesus
that's
in
right.
it.
Thank you, John. Mm-hmm.
So,
I want to tell the young lady that she lost the house in Arkansas. I told her, you got your life, so stay. God's able to do something special. All of them that lost stuff and enrolling for Tom Hill. Now, I want to say
God got something better for him.
God got something better for him, and they got this self.
And speak it, and then thank God for the benefits. Thank God for when you speak it. Thank God. See, when I speak for my, when I spoke of my knees wasn't, my, I wasn't, I could barely walk. But I knew that Jesus was manifested in my knees. I knew that. And if he's in there and the Bible is true, yeah, I'm going to get better. But I got to wait for the manifestation. And he was telling me, how he wasn't telling me like that. He was telling me, be anxious for nothing. But in everything by prayer, with supplication and thanksgiving, let my request be made known unto God.
That's right.
If it ain't happening fast enough, guess what he do? He give you a scripture. For the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing partition of soul and spirit, of joint and marrow, meaning that he penetrating, he just penetrating. He in there. And is a discerner of thought and intent of my heart. In other words, start controlling the words that come out of my mouth. But you gotta talk to him. You can't,
well,
you can't just...
Well, we are praying for the mayor in Chicago, the new mayor. I'm claiming in the name of God.
Thank you.
See him the breakthrough of his knees.
Yeah.
them to know tonight, Brother White. God cares for them. Whatever you're going through tonight, God cares about you. And I want to tell you, the ancestors, that we go through what we go through, the storms and the floods, God is still in control, and he cares about you. Man, young lady, you seem like that you have nowhere to go, but God cares.
from LA to Miami, Minnesota to Detroit, Chicago, Alabama, Texas, the trillion dollar flood, Houston,
bless you. God bless you. You know, it gets dark sometimes. But when it gets dark in your life, huh, the sun can be shining, but it can be dark in your life. Oh, y'all want to hear me. When it gets dark in your life, you can reach back, go down Old School Boulevard again, and come back up and get this message. Shine. Oh. Let the light. This is what I was raised on. From the light. Watch this there, come on. Shine. Oh. Thank you.